People flying through the Boise airport can expect to see some big changes to the facility in the coming years. Matt Gillum has a look at some of the plans to upgrade the airport that will get underway as soon as this fall.
The multi-year project will start with parking. Some paved areas around the airport will be rehabilitated in preparation for building two parking garages. One will be for passengers, the other for employees who currently have to park in a variety of lots around the facility. Eventually, all of the rental car lots will be relocated to the east side of the airport to make room for Concourse A.
Concourse A will make room for 6 additional gates, half of which will be used for regional jets, and the other half will be used for mainliners. So those are the aircraft that are holding upwards of 170 to 200 passengers.
Sean Briggs is the Boise Airport's marketing manager. He says while the concourse is being built to initially accommodate 6 more gates, it will be able to expand as the airport and the Treasure Valley keep growing.
2018 was a record year. We had nearly 3.9 million passengers. We're growing around 10 to 11% year over year, which is about twice as fast as the national average. So we know that these projects need to get started.
No local taxpayer dollars will go toward funding the expansion. Briggs says money from facility charges and some federal grants will subsidize construction. The estimated total cost of the project is between $150 and $200 million. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.